Jaden, you got off to a little bit of a slow start tonight, then came on late. Talk about your patience level tonight and kind of just waiting for things to come to you later in the game.
I'm a patient guy. I'm an unselfish guy. So I was just, my team, we was winning. That was the main thing. It was up by 7. Everybody was eating. And game just came to me slowly, man. So some nights you're going to start off strong, and some nights you're going to start off in the second half. And my half was the second half, but we was winning at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, it's just to get the W, and me and my teammates executed really well.
Jaden, does a game like this kind of show how all around you guys can be? I mean, solid defense, everybody kind of chipping in, doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah, our defense, Coach said it earlier, our defense was terrific. They had a lot of tough shots. Credit to them. They had a lot of tough shots. Our first half, I feel like almost half your shots was tough shots, contested shots, late clock shots. And our defense was solid all day. And once we started to pick apart the match zone, we started to gain the lead. So I think that was big. Our defense never faltered.
You were leading for almost the entire game in this game. What was that like? Is this team kind of getting used to being in front and putting teams away, that type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, we're still learning. We're still learning how to win and win in different ways. I say probably most of our games this season, we've trailed and had to come back at the start of the second half or something like that. But this game, we were able to get control up by 1, up by 2, and start to gradually increase the lead. And this way was a different way to win. We were playing with a lead. And we're trying to kill clock, but they're also trying to come back in the game. So we had to make sure we didn't ease off the brakes too much. Nick Gass.
Yeah, I want to ask you as far as the game's concerned,
yeah.
Not only you, but now there's four guys, almost four guys are four
double figures.
Yeah, man. Our offense, everyone's gotten better in the offseason. JJ, Suggs, Tristan, Tremont, Luigi, everyone's gotten better. And so when they get better and they get used to playing American Conference, like talent or talent anywhere in college basketball, there's a lot of guys that didn't play D1 basketball. So now they know how they're going to get their shots, what they got to do to get open. So I think everyone's confidence is at an all-time high. And when we started locking on our defense, when we get both, it'll tell them how we can go.
Jaden, this is a little silly, so bear with me, but for this East Carolina basketball team, you guys get a couple of days off for Christmas before you face off against Wichita State. What does the East Carolina basketball team want for Christmas to bring good basketball play into the upcoming game?
Oh, what the ECU basketball team wants for Christmas is to go to an NCAA tournament. That's all we want for Christmas. That's all we want. So I hope Santa, we've been pretty nice. We should have a lot of calls, so we should have a nice little present coming in March.
So what do you expect to do during the break here as you guys begin to try to recharge a little bit before you head into the bulk of the AAC season?
Coach said get off our feet. As you know, I'm from North Carolina. I'm going home. He just said you can get a jog in or get on an elliptical bike. Just get some pace in. One of the 2-3 days that we're off, just to keep your win. For sure gonna do that. But and come back the 26th and have 3 days to prepare for our road trip to Wichita and then on to Tulane again. But it's about resting right now and enjoying things that matter. And it's good to see the family. It's been a tough sacrifice for everybody in college basketball. Not seeing our family, not being able to do traditional things. So it's nice to value your family and get to go home to my family. Christmas, all
our
guys. I think it's
going to
be a big part.
Well, JJ, how did it feel to be back tonight after missing the last game and contribute to help your team win?
Oh, it felt good to be back, you know what I'm saying? Getting back in rhythm with the team, you know what I'm saying? Getting flow back, team chemistry back.
What about making your first shot was the first point to the game? Did that kind of help you settle in, especially since you did miss the last one?
Oh, yes, sir. Like Coach told us, like, we're going to be open. And appreciate my teammate finding me open to get me going early.
Guys are winning some games here. Coming into the Christmas holiday season now, only one loss. What does that do for your confidence as you head into the conference slate?
You know what I'm saying? We struggled like out of conference last year, so I feel like winning these games and getting back 1-1 in conference give us confidence going to Christmas break.
How about that 7-1 going into the year? How do you feel about next year for almost the because of Big Dance, March Madness. You guys feeling really good right now?
Yes, sir. That's a plan to get to the Big Dance anyway, so take it one day at a time and practice it. We'll get there.
JJ, how can you describe the defensive intensity tonight? It seemed like you guys really kind of got after them, and they seemed pretty frustrated at times.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Coach always emphasized defense, so we try to clean it up on that end, so we know offense can take care of itself. So
was it you guys figured out from the first half to the second half? All of a sudden, you got a working margin cooking there, and seemed to go ahead and put them away.
Well, you know what I'm saying? The type of defense they play kind of like slow you up, so we just had to be smart with the ball and make smart plays towards the end.
JJ, last year it seemed like your game was more perimeter-oriented. Talk about the way you and Batumba and then also Pig, the way you guys attacked the basket and passed the ball in the interior.
Well, you know, with coronavirus, we had a lot of time to work on skill work, you know what I'm saying? We owe the guy, and that's like, you know what I'm saying? We're working on being more aggressive but smart with it.
I thought we got off to a pretty good start. You know, our defense was good early, able to get some stops. Got a little bit of an offensive rhythm to start the second half and got a little bit of a lead. And I thought the guys, for the most part, did a good job following the game plan. Got a little stagnant at the end. But for the most part, I was pretty happy with our defensive effort. And we did some good things offensively, you know, until we turned it over a little bit late.
But it just seemed like you guys played kind of a solid all-around game. Nothing really spectacular. Does this kind of show maybe that you can be kind of a balanced all-around team if you all play well?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had some. I thought that, you know, we had a bunch of guys did some really good things. I thought we got some good energy off from Tyree and from Batumba. And I thought our starters of Brandon and JJ. You know, JJ hadn't practiced for a couple of days. It was good to get him back out there. He obviously is another weapon and stretches the floor for you. And, you know, obviously Jaden had 17 in the second half, but I thought our contributions off the bench. And I thought our guys did a nice job locking in defensively and trying to follow what we asked them to do.
You're able to hold them to 35% shooting overall tonight. Pretty good defensive effort. Came on in the second half and pick up another conference win tonight.
Yeah, well, I thought our defense, and it's frustrating for coaches and for, you know, how do you give up some of the easy baskets at the end? It's hard to guard the dribble and not foul, which we did some. And, you know, if you're a coach and you're down, you're telling the guys to put your head down and get to the rim. And we gave up some at the end, gave up a three where we helped off a corner, and those type of situations we need to bluff and, you know, want to give up twos, not threes. So there's some things we can learn from. A little sluggish, you know, with the level lethargic passing the ball, I thought, in the second half against the press. So those are all things we can go back and learn from. You can learn in victory, you can learn in defeat. So we'll take some of these good clips and show them, and, you know, we'll take some of these things that we did poorly and we'll try to get better out when we come back.
Just the balance scoring and different guys stepping up at different times of the game. Obviously, Jaden got off to a slow start, then he really helped you in the second half. Does that speak to where the team's at now? Different guys can kind of step up at different times?
Yeah, I thought Batumba and Tyree gave us a good lift in the first half. You know, they balanced. Jaden didn't have a great start, and then, you know, it was good to have JJ. We started JJ. He missed, and we wanted to get him loose. And once we got him loose, we didn't want to sit down, so we started him, which was why Tristan didn't start. But I thought those guys gave us some energy off the bench. Pig and Batumba did, and I thought, you know, JJ gave us a good lift, and then Jaden in the second half got going a little bit.
Coach, you're starting to see now this program really develop 7-1 now, and you're starting to win games you should win and games, the 50-50 games. How do you feel moving forward in the conference play?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, it was good to get a first conference victory. I think, you know, I said this the other day, and I think Coach Sampson was talking about it. I think SMU is in that top tier. I mean, they might be, you know, 1, 2, 3. They could come in, you know, they can give anybody competition to win the league this year. And I thought we did some good things there. I thought tonight we had a pretty good game plan. The guys followed it. We did some things. I didn't think we were great. I thought we were good. I mean, I think we can still keep getting better, which is the good news. And we'll put this one behind us. We'll clean this up tonight, and we'll get ready for Wichita. And obviously, we see these guys in less than 2 weeks also. So we've got to, you know, we'll see how things that they did to pick on us and some things that work for us.
Coach, we didn't see Coleman or Noah tonight. Is that just a matter of the rotation shortening a bit with conference play coming?
Well, yes and no. You know, Noah was banged up a little bit yesterday in practice. And then the problem with this deal is, as you saw, you know, Cross is really a 4, and they played them at the 5. So when they went small, we played both, you know, Mutombo or Jaden as a 5, but with Cross because it's a pick and pop and you can drive it. When Days was in the game, and said the truth, for the most part, we played Luigi in there, against him. We sort of played matchup, which helped us, and those guys are both going to help us at some point during the season.
Anybody else,
guys? Can you just talk about this break, the guys going home for a little bit before returning for the Wichita game?
I think everybody needs a break. You know, these guys have been here since July. I got to give them a lot of credit. They've done what we've asked them to do. They've been really good. These couple of days, I think they'll be able to put their feet up. And, you know, they've got some guys that are banged up like everybody does across the country. So they'll be able to get some rest, re-energize. And then, we start this, the 18 game of, AAC conference play. So I think this will be really good for them from a mental standpoint as well as a physical standpoint. I think it's just as important mentally that they get a chance to get away from a couple of days and, not have to hear the same voices and just be able to relax and enjoy themselves.
This team's gaining confidence. How do you begin to parlay this onto the road when you start to hit the road in the AAC and try to find ways of avoiding 10-minute, 12-minute gaps where they don't feel comfortable?
I think SMU made us uncomfortable. I mean, I think it was their defense. I mean, they had some things. I mean, now we also had a couple of situations. We missed 2 free throws that would have kept us hanging around. We had a situation where we had a fast break. We tried to get to the other side of the rim and supposed to just left-handed lay it up. And that was a big play that we didn't get any points. We had an advantage. We had 2 or 3 situations where we had advantages. So those are things we can correct. And, you need a play or two to flip the other way. And then that could flip an entire game, as we all know. So we talked about how to flip the game negatively for us. Now how do we flip those plays positively for ourselves?